Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go!
All right, we are back. Morning, studio.
Morning!
Well. We went on vacation for a week, sort of. Like, we were gone for a week, but one of those days you guys were gone, too. It was 4th of July. I do want to play this voicemail to start the show. Go ahead.
Hello, Bobby. Morning, studio. Just want to say thank you for almost all week. You guys gave us new content for the 4th of July. Just curious, did you guys stay late and do that? It wasn't all brand new, but it was mostly brand new, so I appreciate that. Anyway, like to know.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you acknowledging that. So here's what happens. Most shows, they leave, they just go, we're going to play best of. We don't want to do that. So as much as we don't have to, we stay late. We work extra days to make sure that even though we're gone, you get new content. So 4th of July, that was Monday. Everybody was gone off that day. We had full new shows with full new interviews on Tuesday and Wednesday. The only days you heard anything that wasn't totally new was Thursday and Friday. Still, people were complaining online about it. How?
Oh, still?
I'm treating them too good. I'm telling you. I'm treating people too good where they're getting all spoiled. Ugh. And when there are 2 days of reruns, because that's our first week of vacation of the year in July. And because there are 2 days of reruns, they're like, you go on vacation all the time. This sucks. I'm treating them too good. So, but I appreciate that because, yes, we stayed and worked really late before we left to make sure that if you listen to the show, we didn't treat you like other shows would treat you. Yeah, that's right. All the other shows, they treat you like crap. They kick you on their way out the door. They'd spit in your face and go on vacation. Not us. We hug you. And you know what? We hug you and you complain about us. I was pretty fired up over that. I was looking at the comments. Oh, my goodness. But, yes, we are back. And I'm happy to be back, but I had a really good vacation, which is something that I would usually not say because I would usually not mean it, but we had a really great trip, and it's just fun going on vacation with my wife, which I never get to do in my whole life until I met her emeritus. So we went to Utah and Arizona right there on the border, and I was talking to Mike D about it, and we were catching up on each other's vacation trips, and I was like, Mike went to the beach, and Mike, like me, hates the beach. you didn't hate the beach, did you?
I did not.
It's because you have a wife that's awesome.
That's why.
And so he's like, how'd yours go? I was like, it was good. I said, we're pretty active. And he goes, active? Look like you're shooting a TV show. I said, well, you know, early in the day, in the morning in the desert, we did very active stuff, like riding bikes through the mountains or climbing stuff or what else do we – we kickboxed. And it was awesome. And I could tell you more about it later, but it was a really good trip, and I think she had a great time. And I come back – I don't know about refreshed and rejuvenated because I always am both tired and – rejuvenated at the
always.
Same time. Yeah, physically I'm always tired, but I'm always ready to go. So we're all here. I'm here. Eddie's here. Amy's here. Lunchbox is here. The whole crew is here. So we're here to give you some more great shows today, hopefully. But I don't have any new injuries. That was the first question.
That's good.
You know how you're in the woods all day? We used to hunt all day, and we'd come back, and we'd have to check ourselves for ticks.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, with your socks or your legs that's been covered, you take a minute, check yourself for ticks. I had to check myself for injuries once I got back because I'm getting older.
Make sure everything was working.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, let me check my calf. All right, that one's good. I'm going to check my elbow. All right, that one's good. And so I did that. But all my pictures are up. If you want to see, we posted. It was just amazing. Like, I think even visually, my best vacation.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it looked beautiful.
And people would hit me up, and they would be mean. People are mean sometimes. After, they would go, why'd you do reruns? They would go, you guys took a photographer with you? How lame. No, we don't. Either I take it to Kaylin, she takes it to me, we prop it up somewhere, or we get someone to take it for us.
Not a photographer that
Those
you
hired. Those are the only four options. Okay. If you think we're flying with a photographer.
Crazy.
He's on the floor beside the bed with us.
Always.
I'm like, hey, Kayla, wake up Timmy. He's got to get a
he's
picture
like,
of this.
Oh, I'm here, guys.
There is no, I don't know if you, I don't know what kind of life you guys think I live. But no, we don't take a photographer with
awesome,
us.
Though.
It would be awesome.
That'd be so cool.
And like the climbing ones on my Instagram, again, go to Mr. Bobby Bones. The climbing ones, we had our guide take them. He was like, I take them all the time. He had a wrist strap on so he wouldn't lose his phone climbing the mountains. So that's the other one. The other one is people will send, and people were really nasty to Caitlin the whole time anyway. But people sent Caitlin ones like, I can't believe you take a full-time hair and makeup person on the road with you.
Hmm?
Is that the same person taking our pictures? Because I got news for you. Ain't nobody there.
Yeah.
and she was like, why are people so mean about this? Because she's asking me. And I'm like, you know, that sucks. But in this way that it sucks, it's kind of a compliment. Like,
yeah.
They're like going.
You take the best pictures.
Yeah.
Great makeup.
Great hair and makeup. She does it herself.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. So that's what's up. That's what's up. But we're all here. We're glad that you're here. Amy returned with a cough. A big cough.
Mm.
So I'm not going to really put a lot of pressure on her today because when she talks, she's like, yeah, I'm feeling... right, Amy?
Yes, I've been sitting here listening and I'm scared to actually talk because when I do talk, a cough does come out. But I'm trying.
Like, I came back with a hat from where we stayed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Amy came back with the croup.
The cough.
Yeah, the Middle Eastern croup. All right, we're back. Had a little vacation. We're so pumped to be back with you guys on the radio. Let's go now and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'll keep it short and sweet. I just got a brand new phone. My friend was borrowing it to look something up while we were walking down the street. She tripped, fell, dropped the phone. The screen is shattered. While I feel horrible that she fell down, am I responsible for paying for my new phone screen? Or is she? Thank you. By the way, did I mention I'm 19 and broke? Signed, 19 and broke. Okay, very common thing here. Somebody breaks something of yours.
Dang.
Who pays? I think it would be nice if your friend said, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I will pay for that. That would be awesome if she just did that, because I think that's what most people would do, but she also might be broke as well.
Yeah.
And she can't pay for it. You are you let her have the screen.
Yeah. So you have to circle it back to the origin of responsibility.
And is an accident by her, by the way, is an accident. Mm-hmm. You're responsible for paying for it, but it'd be awesome if she helped or did.
Yes.
But you are responsible.
Is it should she ask? Like, but even though she's responsible, but can she ask for half?
Yes. No, she can ask for help.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I put a percentage on it because she may do 75, may do 100. Who knows?
Okay.
But I would say, hey, I got to get a new phone screen. Can you help me pay for this? Don't do half. Don't do. And she will say, yes or no. You are responsible for your own phone screen because you gave it to her and then an accident happened. If she just grabs it, it's mine now. I'm the king of the world. Bam, slams it on the ground. Then she does. But yes. So I say it stinks. It's a bad situation. So you say.
I say it's your responsibility, but it's okay to ask. And if she, whatever she says, you have to accept.
Lunchbox?
The friend needs to pay for your screen.
Agree needs to, but isn't responsible.
Oh, responsible. If I lend Eddie my car and he wrecks it, Eddie is responsible to pay for it. Oh. So I lent you my phone, you broke it, you pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Cars have insurance. Not all phones do. You know, so, I mean, that's going to be part of it. So Eddie would pay the deductible of the insurance.
That's fine. Yes, but that's what I'm saying. So your screen cost $100 that, and you don't have insurance.
What if Eddie just could not pay for it? I would say if I loaned Eddie my car and he's like, somebody backed into me. I backed into somebody. I don't have any money. I'd be responsible to pay for it. And I would just hope that Eddie could because I couldn't make him pay for it.
I would go to court.
You wouldn't take Eddie to court because he...
Then we wouldn't be friends anymore.
Well, that's fine.
I understand what you're saying, but I think...
That's fine.
You just write it off. You don't care. All right. Well, Amy and I feel like... that you're responsible, but if she's a good friend, she will help you pay for it or maybe pay for it all.
Yeah.
But you didn't loan it to her. When you loan it to somebody, it's still yours. You're still responsible for it. The end. Yeah. You know? Okay. Thank you for the email. I think we'll close it up now.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I told you, I got a text from a friend, and they were like, hey, we're having a wedding. We're getting married. Here's the invitation. Click the link. I clicked the link, RSVP'd through text. Got another text back going, you are RSVP'd. And I was like, that was so easy. One, cheaper for them. Two, I have to mail something back. I got to check. Let's stop with weddings having to pay all this extra money for sending out way too expensive invitations. It's so dumb. So I really enjoyed that text message. Easier for me, easier for them, cheaper for them. So I think that's a tradition that we should do away with, buying these stupid, expensive invitations. And you know who keeps telling us we need to buy these invitations? The companies that are making the invitations. They're the ones keeping this in the culture. So I have a list here from SWNS Digital. Top traditions of that are out that you should not do anymore. Number one, that the bride can't be seen before the wedding. Now, I did not see Caitlin, and it wasn't a luck thing. It was a... I want to just be surprised by her dress in the moment.
Yeah.
Right? But most people feel like if you see the person beforehand, that's bad luck.
Oh.
And that's where the tradition comes from, is you don't see them because it means bad life. I don't know. That's pretty hardcore.
I don't know,
to go straight bad life if you happen to put your eyes on them. The next one, the bride's parents paying for the wedding. They say you should do away with that.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, that's circumstantial.
I agree.
Offering.
Yeah, but they feel like they have to, right? The tradition is they have to, so they do. And I bet a lot of parents are like, man, this really hurts us financially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I do not think that should be the tradition.
That was awesome, though, dude.
I love that tradition. And I got three boys. Eddie's got four boys. Yeah, I love that tradition.
Oh.
Let's keep going with that tradition.
Yep, let's keep going.
By the time y'all's
I don't
kids
like it.
Get married.
I paid for my own wedding. I was cool with it. I didn't want to put that on them.
Yeah, but you were in a position where you could.
I was an adult, and if I couldn't, I'd have a smaller wedding.
Yeah.
That's the position I would have been in, have a smaller wedding and pay for it. So next up. Bride and groom's guests sit separately. That's kind of a dumb tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You put, okay, you guys on this side, you on that side. Why can't they sit together? Who cares?
It's like, tells you who's there for who.
You can just look and see. You're 10 feet away.
Why are you there for each other?
And then what if one person doesn't have as many people?
Yeah, you're there for both.
Yeah.
Walking down the aisle to Here Comes the Bride, which I see less and less doing that. She didn't. Although I feel like I should have walked down the aisle. I've said this many times. I really got screwed out of that. I wanted my own moment in the sun. I can do a couple twirls.
She didn't come down to that song, did she?
No, she came down to Jake Owen, Made for You.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember calling Jake and going, hey, man, we're going to do Made for You, your song, but you're going to be sitting there. I don't want you to sing it. Is that cool? If we play it and we don't ask you to sing it. And he just thought it was a weird request because Jake's a friend. And he was like, yeah, dude. But we're like, we want to make sure that you don't feel like it's awkward when your song's playing, but it's not you. And it was played on violins and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we don't want you to stand up and be like, okay, I'll do it. Ah, I was made for you. Just enjoy the wedding.
I wonder if he was humming it while they were playing the violins, like, oh, it was made for you, to himself.
And we wanted to give him a heads up so people wouldn't like stare at him and be like, oh, that's your song.
Yeah.
So Here Comes the Bride. I don't know that I've seen that in a while at a wedding. Dun, 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 dun. You know, that feels like that one's kind of going away. Yeah. The bride and groom's guests sit separately. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Who cares?
That's fun.
That's fun. That's
what
just
is
fun.
That?
A good luck thing.
Yeah.
But nobody gets hurt. No time's wasted. And then a white wedding dress. Oh, if I see someone coming down to red, I'm like, oh, boy. She's had her fun, huh?
That doesn't mean that.
I know, but it's weird to think that you wear white because you're a virgin.
Sure, I know.
You know?
So, like, mine,
That's what. Wait, that's it.
That's why you wear white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like tradition.
Yeah, that's what tradition says. You wear white.
I mean.
Oh, then
get rid of that.
You know, that's why you didn't wear a white tux.
Yeah, that's why I didn't wear a white tux. Say that.
Yours is like pitch black.
Dang.
He wrapped himself in a black tarp.
Yeah. Definitely not one over here.
Down. So. There you go. Those are the things that people think should be out. Go ahead.
I saw something the other day about a trend that's happening right now is daughters wearing their mother's wedding dress, but not as it was. Like, they take it and they alter it to fit their style and vibe, but they're still using, you know, the bones and of it. And so I thought that was cool. So as, like, think of it now, women that are getting married, save your dresses, because who knows, your daughter might want to wear it one day.
Yeah, and you're going to save money. A lot of money.
Yeah.
That's an awesome thing. All right, there you go. Let's not do those anymore. Eliminate one, and it's never done again of all those that I said are kind of traditions going out. Which one would you eliminate? The dumbest one.
The dumbest?
I would say the dumbest one for me. Well, I'd say the making people sit separately.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
That's pretty dumb. Why? Mm-hmm.
No reason for that.
We don't need to, like, look and judge and be like, oh,
yeah.
Ooh, I got three more people. Amy?
I guess the seeing the people before.
Yeah.
I get
it. Yeah, because of bad luck. If you don't want to do it because of...
just because it's like a little fun thing for y'all. Like like you said, you wanted to see Caitlin for the first time as she's walking down the aisle. Like,
and I didn't want her to see the chaps that I was wearing until she was walking down the aisle.
She wouldn't let you wear them.
No, she wouldn't, and they were buttless. So that whole thing
but
was...
if you see each other before, then you can take pictures before, and that saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
We did our pictures quick, though, because we were like, we don't want to have everybody here and then be gone for a long time. So we told the planner, or no, the photographer, we were like, all right, as soon as we're done, we got like 12 minutes.
Oh, no, you handled that the way you handle most things in life.
Hurry up.
Where we were like out Hurry there up. And it was like click, click, and Bobby's like, all right, let's wrap.
Go, let's go.
I was like, her family, you three, here, go, now. Yeah. Gee, I just didn't want to be gone the whole time, you know?
I know, but right. I had never seen it go that fast.
All right, thank you guys.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
We first shared this story a while ago about a 12-year-old named Brody who came home from school and Brody was upset. Only two teachers and two students signed his yearbook, and he'd also been bullied, and that story went viral. Well, Paul Rudd, who was in Ant-Man, a ton of movies, but Paul Rudd heard about this, and he sent him a letter, and he signed an Ant-Man helmet and sent that to him as well.
That's awesome.
Brody's mother, Cassandra, shared images of both the letter and the helmet on Facebook. Paul wrote this in the letter. It's important to remember that even when life is tough, the things do get better. There are so many people that love you and think you're the coolest kid there is, me being one of them. I can't wait to see all the amazing things you're going to accomplish. And then he signed his name. Paul Rudd didn't have to do that.
That's really cool.
That is awesome. You know, it reminds me, I think we mentioned this too, there was this guy that worked at Burger King like 25 years and never missed a day of work.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, look what I got. And he was showing like the lame stuff they gave him for working 25 years. It was like a pair of earplugs, a Burger King hat. I don't remember exactly what it was. And David Spade like reached out on Instagram and sent him $5,000.
Yeah, amazing.
I mean, they definitely don't have to do that. And David Spade didn't share that story. Mm-hmm. He sent him $5,000 and just lived his life. And same here. Paul Rudd's people didn't share this. But loved it. Love it for the kid. Think Paul Rudd's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, let's play the game that's so fun for me and not fun for you. And by that, I mean the show, because it's a really hard game. It's called Never Gonna Get It. And let's bring back on Kate. You may remember Kate from Troy, Idaho. We played with her. She did not win. I promised her we'd play with her again. Everybody say hello, Kate.
Hello, hello Kate.
Kate, say hello, everybody.
Hey, studio.
Or say,
hello, everybody.
There we go. Yeah. All right. So here's the question, guys. It's a really hard question. You're never going to get it. All right. Here we go. Most Americans think age 12 is the right time for kids to start being able to do this.
Oh, easy.
What is it? I'll read it again. Most Americans think that age 12 is the right time for kids to start being allowed to do this. What is it? All right. How it works, Kay, you have the first shot here. What do you think? Most Americans think age 12, that's the right age to let kids start doing this. What is it, Kate?
Women or girls wearing makeup, but that's only capturing 50%, so that's probably not it.
Okay.
Cell phones, but maybe parents do that earlier these days. Ride their bike to school,
You got three so far that all sound pretty solid. Most Americans think age 12 is the right time for kids to start being able to do this. Okay, you got 10 seconds. You're now on the clock. And let's hear your answer when you get it.
Have a cell phone.
Have a cell phone. Solid answer. Amy, when did you let your daughter have a cell phone?
Oh, she got one for her 15th birthday.
Eddie?
14, yeah, earlier this year.
So a little older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Kate says have a cell phone.
Oh.
Is it have a cell phone? It is not.
Okay, good.
Okay, but one answer down. Anybody have that as theirs?
No. No, my answer is the right answer.
No.
Oh, Lunchbox, you think you know it?
Know it.
Nailed it.
Nailed
awesome.
It.
Love it.
100%.
All right, so think about it. Now we'll go to the show. You guys. Most Americans think age 12 is the right time for kids to start being able to do this. What is it? All right, you guys have your answers in?
Yeah.
Amy, how do you feel?
I feel okay.
Lunch?
Oh, I got it. This is it. Like, boom, boom, boom.
Lunchbox calls his shot every time. Yet to hit a homer yet. Eddie?
I feel good. Right in the middle of the road.
Wow, you always feel terrible.
I know, like, but I feel good.
I thought of this too easily.
Morgan?
I don't feel good. I don't have kids, so I'm just winging it over here.
Okay. Well, you are closer to 12, though, than these other three.
That's true.
That's true.
Okay, Kate, pick one of these members of the show here, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, or Morgan, and if they get it right, you get it right, and you win not only the Sonic $50 gift card, but you win a signed copy of my book, Stanley the Dog and His First Day at School, voted number one children's book of all time by me. I voted alone. Yes. All right, go ahead. Kate, who would you like?
I'm going to switch it up this time. I'll start with Lunch.
That's right.
Lunchbox, she's putting all the faith. You can end this game quick.
It's over.
We can get right to this song.
Hey, what song's coming up?
A good one.
Hey, let's go to that.
Okay.
Let's just hit the song because it's already over.
You're going to say it over the intro of the song?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Lunchbox, here we go. Most Americans think age 12 is the right time for kids to start being able to do this. What is it?
Stay home alone.
Stay home alone.
Boom!
So good.
Good one.
That's so good.
That's it. He got it.
Boom! Let's go!
That's it. I agree.
Let's go to Sonic! Let's go to Sonic! Hoo! Hoo!
Yeah.
Hoo
now. I like that.
Yeah! Kate, get in the car. Gas her up. Let's go!
She didn't have the gift card yet. We got to mail it to her.
We'll meet her there.
I agree.
Okay. let's hit it with, is it?
No, it is. Stay at home alone!
Is it? Stay home alone.
Wow!
Oh.
I'm shocked.
That's a miss.
Okay.
That's a miss.
Are you guys changing the answer once I put in the right answer?
No.
I don't think you can do that.
It's on a piece of paper.
Are you guys, who's shocked?
I'm shocked. I thought he got it.
My answer is
I don't
good
care
too.
What you guys think about okay, him getting okay. it. I have the answer here. So we have three people, Amy, Eddie, and Morgan. Now, Kate, you can actually go with all three of them, or you can flip a coin to see if you win the prize. It's up to you.
Well, last time I tried going with everyone, that didn't work for me. So I think I'll flip a coin.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's not. Okay.
Well, let's see if anybody got it. Amy, what you got?
Social media.
Eddie.
Okay. Yeah, I said social media.
No. Morgan.
I said have sleepovers with their friends.
Ah, that's incorrect, too.
What about put themselves to bed?
No, the answer would have been babysit younger siblings. Oh. Age 12 when you finally can leave and they can watch the younger sibling.
Okay.
No need to punch the table.
No, because I thought about that.
Okay, Kate, you ready to flip this coin?
Sure.
All right, give us a coin flipping music. Here we go. It's time to flip the coin. Kate, pick it, heads or tails?
Heads.
She picks heads. Amy, I'm going to flip it. You yell from the floor what it is for a Sonic gift card. A signed copy of Stanley the Dog in his first day at school, voted number one kid's book of all time.
Bye.
By me.
Flip it.
What'd she pick?
Heads.
I got a little sidetracked by doing the whole bit there. Here we go. In the air. It's down.
Tails.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
Kate.
Amy.
Shoot.
Amy.
What?
She just said heads. You're the only one that can see it. Like, what are you doing? Like, hey, what are you doing?
Say one thing about Amy is that she has integrity.
I know, like, girl, it's just, no one can see. Just say heads.
Okay, boy. I don't know.
Yes, Kate, please call him boy.
So,
Kate, you didn't win. I'm sorry.
Just give it to her.
I can't. The lawyers get on me.
Two out of three.
I don't know. Two out of three. What? No.
Flippies. Okay. Roll the dice.
I'll roll. I'll spin the dice here.
Oh, my gosh.
There's 100 numbers on it. Pick over or under 50.
Under.
She says under.
Let's go.
Number is 77.
Oh,
my goodness.
Bobby, no one can see it.
Boy.
Boy, just.
It's okay, because I had honestly called for another reason, and I got.
No, that's okay. Hold on, I want to give another chance. Game. Okay, here we go.
What's the other chance?
I'm going to hold up a number on my hand, and it's going to be above 5 or below 5, okay? And you can pick above or below, Kate. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Below.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Six. Hold on.
You can't give
okay,
you can't.
Boy. Yeah, you messed
yes,
up.
Yes, other boy.
Because you told her I'm going to hold up my hand. You didn't say hands.
I said hands. Yeah, I said hands.
Yeah, you did not say hands.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to put my phone either face up or face down.
Oh my gosh.
She's got to win a game. Face up or face down. If you can tell me which it is, face up or face down, you are the winner, Kate. Is it face up or face down? Go ahead.
Face up.
She says face up. The answer is face up.
Yeah! That was amazing.
Wow! No one's ever won that game before. Because we've never played it. It's stupid. Kate, you win everything. Nice job.
I mean, legal will be happy with that.
With she won a game, legitimately.
She's so good.
Hey, sue me, lawyers. Yeah. All right. Put Kate on hold, please, Scuba Steve. She's a big winner. We're going to update you guys on the new shows we've watched. For example, Morgan, you watched What's Man from Toronto?
It's on Netflix with Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson, and it's so good. It's like an action and comedy movie. I laughed out loud several times. Kevin Hart is basically mistaken for this really intense dude and has to imitate him throughout the whole movie. It's a little raunchy, but if you're looking for like a good comedy action movie, it's really good.
All right, what do you give it?
I give 3.8 out of 5 hats.
Okay, we got to stop with the point eights. We can't. We got to stop. 3.7924.
It was so close.
Okay. I mean, we got to go halves and fulls, Morgan.
All right, 3.5 out of 5 hats.
Okay. So, Man from Toronto on Netflix. Ray, you watched a Trace Atkins movie?
Yeah, it's called 13 Minutes. It's basically the 2022 version of Twister. I feel like it was pretty budget, so unfortunately, I only give it 1 out of 5 deep voices.
Oh, dang.
One out of five what?
Deep voices.
Oh, he's got deep voices. Oh, that movie must have sucked.
Is it a movie or a show?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's an hour and a half on Amazon Video.
Okay.
And he chases tornadoes, Ray? Like, what? I don't understand.
No, he just stands there and fights them. He lets them come to him. He's a big guy.
His family's affected by him.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. Well, so that's Morgan and Ray's review. I'll give you one of the best shows I've seen in 5 years coming up.
Okay.
You guys have your movie reviews. We'll do that coming up next. Had a week off, had a great vacation. You can see a lot of my pictures on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. But let's go around and talk about the shows we watched and let's review them, because every time I go into my DMs, they're like, hey, what are you watching that's good? And I'll start with a show called Severance that I watched. It's on Apple Plus. Don't think I would have started it, but a friend was like, hey, this is right up your alley. It's like kind of future, kind of Black Mirror type show. And Adam Scott is his name. You know Adam Scott?
Yeah. What was he?
He's in everything, but you can't name anything he's in.
That's it.
Yeah, Parks and Rec.
Yeah, there we go.
And so they put this chip in your brain, and when you go to work,
you forget everything?
You only know your work life.
Okay.
And when you go home, you only know your home life. So when you're at home, it only feels like you're ever only at home when you're at work. It's called Severance. It's the best show I've seen in 5 years.
Really?
For me, it was awesome, and it was just Caitlin and I going, oh, we should watch another one, but if we run through it so fast, we don't want to watch it all today. It was better than binge watching. It was so good that we binge watched it with caution because we didn't want it to be over.
Okay, so I started this like 5 months ago. I watched episode one, maybe even half of episode one. I said, I'm good. And like, when did you watch it and say, like, oh, this is so good?
Caitlin said it was so good right as episode three was starting.
Okay.
I was into it like 20 minutes into it. And I was like, oh, this is for me. I don't get it yet. But I know this is like Black Mirror type stuff where it's like they're predicting what's going to happen in the future. Like it's somebody going, this is what's going to happen. So be aware.
I totally gave up on it, dude.
Dude, it's the best show I've seen in 5 years.
Okay.
Mike, do you've seen it?
I started it, yeah. Only seen 2 episodes, though.
When did you start it?
Like 5 months ago, like Eddie.
Oh, you guys got to get it.
I just forgot about it.
And I'm not saying it's a super new show. It's a this year show.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about it. Okay, so I'm going Severance. I'm giving that 5 out of 5 brains.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
We started a show called Blackbird because we're never on Apple Plus because I'm like, what kind of freak watches Apple Plus? Honestly.
If it's not Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I'm like, who gets on that? And so there's a show called Blackbird because we will Google what's good to watch and then just look at the list of shows. And Blackbird got like 98%. And we're like, what is that on? Oh, Apple Plus. Okay, we went to it. And there's only two, maybe three episodes now because it just started. But it's a true story of a guy who was a drug dealer, gun runner, had guns.
Oh.
He gets arrested and goes to prison. And they're like, hey, you have all these years. Now you can serve them because he's a young, really good-looking guy. Or we can put you in a max security place and you can get this confession from a serial killer.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, and you only got like, you know, a little bit of time to do it. And so, again, it just started. It's like, again, episode three, we're into it.
That sounds real good.
Yeah, I can't give it enough jail bars yet because I've only seen two, but we're watching that and we love that. And so, we've watched the first three episodes of Only Murders in the Building on Hulu.
Yeah, those are good.
They're good. Lovely. Just a great, wholesome, fun show. Not wholesome for kids because they drop a bad word every now and then.
Yes,
but it's like, it's good. So I'm going to go. Those are my recommendations. Mike, you watched Thor?
Yeah.
And?
I loved it.
You did?
One of my favorite Marvel movies in a long time.
And you watched Thor, Eddie?
So my kids wanted to go watch Thor, and I said, all right, I'll go with them. Didn't expect much. Dude, it's so good.
Is it?
Thor, Love and Thunder is so good.
He's the worst one of all of them.
He is so funny in this movie. I laughed so hard, and they play all Guns N' Roses. Like, so I'm watching my kids jam out to Guns N' Roses. I'm like, this is the best thing ever, dude. It was so, so good.
Huh. You know, with Thor, I watched the first one and thought it was pretty good. Then I watched the second one. I was like, I'm out. I don't know more Thor. But it's that good, huh?
Why do I dislike
Thor? Is he the weakest of all of them?
I think he's underrated, but yeah, his solo movies haven't been the most well-received.
Okay, so there's Thor. Amy, did you watch anything?
Well, Grey's Anatomy just got added to Netflix like at the end of last month, and so now you can binge the whole thing on there. So I started with season one, episode one.
Wait, have you ever seen it before?
Back in 2005.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
I probably just started where I left off.
McDreamy,
but,
right?
The thing, I can't remember, and it's all so good, so I'd rather just start with season one, episode one, and work my way to season 18.
That's a lot of seasons. That's like you're hibernating for the winter, or like you're running from the law or something.
I feel like they don't do that anymore. Like, nothing makes 18 seasons.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, well, that's what we watched. My three shows, Thor and season one of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
All right, keep us updated, Amy. All right. Oh, by the way, big announcement. Tickets on sale Friday for my two shows. We're doing two more here in Nashville of my residency. Comedically Inspirational. It's comedy. It's basically an inspirational talk at the same time. There's music. Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, are going to play a little set as well. On Friday, Eric Dodd is opening. I don't know. Maybe an appearance from Sizzon Raymundo.
Vacation?
Did you know he was opening, Ray?
Did not. That's awesome.
Okay, so he's opening Friday night. Dodd didn't even call Ray.
Come on.
Means he doesn't want Ray showing up. And then Steve Mokler on Saturday night.
Very cool.
They're opening up, and then it's really pumped about it. You guys get tickets on Friday at bobbybones.com. If you want to come, we'd love to have you. Bring the kids. No bad words. If you want to bring the kids, it'd be super funny. All right, a couple voicemails. This is number one.
I was just wondering if Bobby could give some tips for when he's writing his stand-up comedy, because I want to do some like stand-up open mics, and just wanted his tips on when he's writing. Anyways, that's it.
Here's a tip, and I do this for writing comedy or this show or when I'm writing books, but I go into my notes app on the iPhone, and any thought that I have that I think, oh, there's a bit there, oh, there's something to write about, I write it in my phones. What do I have now, you ask?
Yeah, what do you have now?
Thank you for asking. I have Being Little Spoon. Because I'm a little skit. Well, not a skit. Okay, people.
A comedy bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a skit. Being Little Spoon, right? I have that. I said, and this is not the joke, but it's like, if Being Little Spoon makes you think less of me as a man, well, you haven't seen me much on TV, like Dancing with the... Anyway, so find things that's even more less masculine than that. Mm. So that, you know, and so the whole joke's not there, but I got the part to play with. Executives wanted me to talk about getting picked on or growing up poor. Because sometimes I just don't want to talk about it. And they're like, you know what? You'll get the ratings go, people love it when you talk about that stuff. And I'm like, do you guys understand what you're asking me to? No, but if you talk about how you're on welfare, point one in the ratings immediately up. And so I have like that because it's just a weird thing to talk about. That's what I would say. I don't want to go through all my jokes here, or because they're not jokes.
Yeah, you give it all away, dude.
Well, it's not even jokes. It's just ideas. So what I would say, caller, is just write notes in your phone about things that you think are pretty funny, even if they're one line or so, and then go back and revisit them. And open mic, and it's terrible. The first time you do comedy, it's terrible. you go up and nobody laughs at anything. And you're like, dang, I suck. But then you keep doing it. By the way, I'm doing two more shows. Tickets go on sale this Friday for my shows August 12th and 13th. I'm doing two more comedically inspirational shows. It's kind of a half TED Talk, inspirational, half comedy show with some music in. And I'll say it now, Eddie will be showing up too. The Raging Idiots will be playing a little bit too.
Well, that was a surprise.
Well, last time it was a surprise, okay, but this anymore. Time, not anymore. Okay. Tickets go on sale Friday. If you guys want to come to Nashville, just bobbybones.com. But we can't wait to do that. All right, here's Alex from Anchorage, Alaska.
I got a morning corny for you guys. What did the mama buffalo say to the baby buffalo when they went to school? Bye, son.
It's all in the delivery. It's all in the delivery. All right, appreciate that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a new hangover pill that just hit the market. It's only on sale in England right now, but it's only a matter of time till it makes its way to the U.S. It's been in the works for 30 years. So scientists, you know, they've worked out a concoction that they think is really going to keep people from feeling bad the next day. It prevents you from getting drunk. That's the only twist, is that it doesn't really go into your bloodstream as quickly as alcohol. So if you're just wanting to be a social drinker without the effects of alcohol, then this drug is for you.
This is terrible. Why would you ever take the pill? It's no one's going to take this pill.
That's why we drink.
Yeah, why don't you just, instead of being a social drinker, be a social fake drinker? I mean, if you have to act like you're drinking, do what I do. I don't drink, but I get a mocktail, and sometimes I'll say it to the bartender away. Or just, who cares?
You ever get a hangover from doing that?
No.
Nope. See? You're good.
That's the weirdest pill. I thought, well, if you take it and you have a hard night the night before, okay, I get it. But if you take it because you wanted to drink, but you didn't feel the effects of drinking, none of that makes sense to me. None of it. All right. I cannot see that being a successful pill. What else?
Okay. Well, Tom Cruise, have you seen how much money he could make from Top Gun Maverick?
No, but I would imagine he owns a part of that.
His initial salary for the movie was $12.5 million. But in his contract, he did agree to 10% of Paramount's cut, which it's made over $1 billion in the box office. And then there's streaming and DVD stuff. So he's set to make about $90 million.
Good for him. I was worried about him.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, I thought he's going to be struggling this year. Christmas coming up, you know.
He's going to be all right.
Well, 12.5 for an actor like Tom Cruise, that's pennies, by the way. You know, he's a $50 million, $60 million guy. So when you go 12 to 90, that's significant. But 50 or 60 to 90, although that's a whole lot of money, it's not as significant, but I bet she makes more than that.
I can't believe Paramount agreed to that deal.
He probably wouldn't do the movie without having that in the contract.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, what else?
Well, Luke Bryan took a fall while on stage this weekend, but it didn't really affect his performance at all. He just kept singing while he was laying on the ground, and he even did some air humps while on the ground, so he also kept dancing.
I like that song. Air humps, air humps, air humps, air humps. Check it out. I saw it, and I love Luke and friends with Luke, so I would only say this because that's my guy. It almost looked like when you smush your granddaddy long legs and they keep moving.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about? And it's like the leg keeps going. You're like, he's down, but he's going. He's going. All right, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
7-year-old David Diaz Jr. is eating lunch in the cafeteria in Binghamton, New York with his friends. And he's sitting there eating when a kid, a table over, starts choking. And he's like, man, I watched The Good Doctor with my dad. I know how to do the Heimlich. He jumps up, runs over, grabs a classmate. Ugh! 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 Boom. Kid's okay, all thanks to David Diaz Jr. and The Good Doctor.
You know, I've never had to do the Heimlich on anyone, but I think because I've seen it so many times, I could.
Oh, yeah?
Is that the easiest lifesaver?
Is it the one you just wrap?
That's it.
And then you just push?
Wrap and chunk.
Pull.
And I'm sure there are real life people who know how to do it really going, shut up, you guys.
You can't really just do it.
But I think, isn't that probably the life-saving technique that we could do the quickest because we've seen it so many times?
And it has to be pretty easy if a 7-year-old's doing it.
Correct.
Like, name another one.
Mouth-to-mouth.
CPR.
Oh, again, I don't know that I'm doing it right because apparently now you're not supposed to do mouth-to-mouth. You're only supposed to do chest compressions.
Correct.
Oh. That when you poke the hole in someone's throat so they can breathe.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've never heard that
You never want to do that one.
What?
Oh, what about the EpiPen?
That sounds easy.
Yeah, but the problem with that is you do it to yourself. Oh. So, and that's just... You don't want to do it to somebody else. Because you go and stab them with an EpiPen, they're like, whoa, bro, I was scratching myself. That's all I was doing. That's good. That seven-year-old, that's awesome. Good story, Lunchbox. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.